This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live at Richardson Bar and Grill here on Campbell. We have under 10 flags. If you're in the area, you can probably still get one. Fellowship and a lot. Tons of Tolos joining us today at the broadcast position as we move into hour number 5 of the show. Fan After Dark coming up at 7 o'clock. And we are fired up for tomorrow, a Football Friday in Grand Prairie at Buffalo Wild Wings. That'll be your next chance to swing on by. We are your home of the Rangers. And Woolchuck, the hot stove, it's just heating up a little bit. We're not quite there yet, but it's right around the corner. I'm fired up to see what the Rangers are going to do. Let's take care of some baseball business, brother.
Let's do it. 877-881-1053. Who are some free agents you might like to see your Texas Rangers go ahead and bring in this offseason? We've got 5 free agent bats that could fit into the Rangers' trimmed budget.
Okay.
In 2025. This is from our buddy Sean McFarland. We also do have the World Series. It is starting tomorrow. And Bleacher Report had a fun article ranking the 10 biggest MLB playoff heroes of the last decade.
Let's go.
Where would the Rangers' Corey Seager go ahead and rank in this? Because honestly, Gavin Dawson, as it's just you and me,
mm-hmm.
and for a rare time, Brian Broaddus is actually being a man of the people.
He is, dude. He's
I can't see you, bro. I can't tell you the last time I saw him do this. It was funny because the first 3 hours of the show, it was like, hey, you guys were so right about Brian. His head is buried in his phone. Uh-huh. He is just looking down, headset on, like, don't talk to me, don't bother me, I'm in another world. But right now, he is signing G-bag flags.
That's Mardi Gras Brian, if I've ever seen him.
But
he's having a ball.
Has he been drinking?
I don't think so. No. I think he's just in a good mood.
Just doing a good job.
That's what Richardson Bar and Grill will do for you.
It is.
It's a great hangout.
And we've
good
got G-bag flags,
long.
And we got the Mavs tipping off here in about 26 minutes. Okay. Let's get to which one do you want first? Do you want the bats that maybe the Rangers could go ahead and snag, or do you want the postseason heroes?
I'm intrigued by postseason heroes. I want to know if Corey Seager's number one.
Corey Seager certainly has a chance to be maybe 1 and 2 on this list. He could be 2023 for your Rangers. He could be 2020 for the LA Dodgers, as he was an MVP of both.
I think that's what this organization does best, is find guys with that clutch gene, you know, that when the pressure is on, they'll be at their best. That's the only explanation for how they were able to get it done.
Well, and Seager's a special, special player. And and certainly you're right. I mean, Adolis Garcia had that gene in him.
Monty. Regular season, just okay.
Yep. Nathan Eovaldi.
Yep.
Sporzy.
Uh-huh.
Moment is the biggest. Let me go ahead and just slow down my heart rate, and I'm going to come through with a championship-style performance. Now, unfortunately, I think the only guy we've got major questions on moving forward would probably be Doley. This was a down year for him.
Yeah.
But you know, in the biggest of stages, he's able to get it done for you.
Yeah.
So,
and he's a power hitter. You know, there's some holes in his swing. Well, that's fine. He's going to get it ironed out and have a big bounce back here.
Yes. I mean, there's going to be peaks and valleys with Doley. You knew that. But I don't think he was ever truly healthy this year.
Oh, really?
I don't think at any point this year Adolis Garcia was 100%.
That would explain a lot, you know. And it's no secret that there hasn't been a repeat champion in baseball for over 20 years now. It's more of a grind than ever, you know. And I think they're going to come back refreshed both mentally and physically next year.
All right, let's get to it. Honorable mention, biggest playoff heroes that didn't quite make the top 10 here. Mookie Betts of the Dodgers, and this is this year. He's had 11 games, 52 plate appearances, 4 homers, 12 RBIs. He's batting just under .300. He's got a plus .404 OPS, on-base percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Slugging just under .660. He's been brilliant for the Dodgers.
One of my favorites.
Year.
I love the little guys. You know, not quite as little as Pedroia for the Red Sox all those years ago.
Oh, you've been Dustin Pedroia, yeah.
You know, baseball is one of these games where it's more about your timing and your core and your and you know what kind of a lower half, how quickly you can get through the zone. And you know, when the little guys do it big, it's pretty impressive.
Who is the little pitcher for the Giants? Tim Lincecum.
Yeah,
Tim Lincecum.
Is that your favorite little dude?
Probably my favorite little pitcher. you know, him or Valenzuela.
Yeah. He was fun to watch.
Lipscomb was a trip, though, man. There was
dude,
a lot to
I
like
couldn't
about
believe
that,
what Tim Lincecum was doing. Yeah. Like, that whole, that the Giants teams with Sergio Ramos or Sergio Romo and the beard and everything. I mean, it was unbelievable. All right, 10, Daniel Murphy, 2015 with the Mets. Then you've got John Lester in 2016 with the Cubbies. I mean, that's probably the most recognizable World Series championship, unless it's one of your favorite teams, was the Cubs.
The Cubs
finally getting over the hump there in 2016.
Yeah.
He was the NLCS MVP and World Series champ. Six games, five started, went 35 and a two-third innings pitched, 27 hits, 30 Ks, six ribbies. His ETA was right around two. It's pretty damn good throughout the postseason for John Lester in 2016.
Yeah, that was legendary clutch. You know, pretty good pitcher, but legend.
What was it that John Lester couldn't do? Throw to first base? Wasn't he a guy that struggled with he couldn't hold runners on base because he was scared to
you
throw
to run on him. I think he was just slow.
I think he
off the bag.
I think he had a problem, not like maybe like Steve Sachs back in the day or one of these guys that has problems, you know, but I don't think he could hold runners on.
I think you're right.
Because he couldn't throw over to first base.
It's been a while, but yeah. I do remember there being something about
they always
John
ran
Lester
on the dude, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, I mean, he did it with the Red Sox previously, but that was a year with the Cubs that was unbelievable. Jeremy Pena in 2022 with the Astros had an historic FU postseason.
Yeah.
Here's the guy that Gavin Dawson thinks is overrated.
Oh.
Bryce Harper, 2022, with the Phillies. NLCS MVP, six homers, 13 RBIs, 350 average, 415 on-base percentage. Slugging percentage was just under 750. He was unbelievable for the Phillies. Now, they didn't win the World Series, but they got there.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have gotten there without Mr. Bryce Harper.
Unlimited.
All right.
Did you ever feel like that when he was with the Washington Nationals?
I didn't think they were going to ever win. And then, of course, the year that he leaves, they win the World Series.
Yeah, but
that was a Juan Soto.
Yeah, but how about, have we ever seen, I guess we've seen superstar guys like that leave. Has he had a better career with the Phillies?
He's had bigger moments with the Phillies, for
than
sure.
Than with the Nationals?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that postseason alone.
Yeah.
That was probably the best he's ever played.
Nowadays, you just don't see your big time dudes leaving.
Well,
like
I'll tell you, and we'll see what happens.
I guess in baseball, you see it more.
Yes.
Baseball, you see it
But we'll more. See what happens in free agency. But I think right now, my favorites to make it to the World Series next year would be the Phillies and the Rangers.
Wow.
I think the Phillies are due. They've got a hell of a squad. They've been knocking on the door. And I think the Rangers are a team that's primed to be right back there in 2025.
Oh, absolutely.
Pitching, right?
Pitching and hitting. I don't see any world where the Rangers' offense is anywhere close to as bad as it was this year.
Man, I hope you're right.
No, that was tragic.
I really do, man. Yeah. Let me ask you this. The fact that the Rangers' hitting coach left.
It's a blessing in disguise.
Writing on the wall?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that was.
Remember, we were talking about
they were
to
going
why.
To make a change. And I think Tim Hyers is a hell of a hitting coach.
Yeah, I think they gave Tim Hyers the opportunity.
Yes.
To it was a good move for Tim.
To go get a gig.
Well, yeah. and it speaks highly for him. An
you
got to
move on after a year like that.
Like the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
That's a class.
Oh, no.
Recognizable.
Big time. Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
They made the postseason this year.
Yeah.
With all due respect to the Rangers, and they had injuries.
Yeah.
The Braves had worse.
Yeah, well, no,
they still
worse.
Found a way to make
Acuna
the playoffs.
And those guys, yeah.
That organization, to watch it's nothing against Tim Hyers. He's a premier hitting coach in the game. But I do think it's one of those things where somebody new, just a new voice for the Rangers is beneficial.
One of the last chances we had to talk to CY, I was asking questions about staff changing, and he's like, no, we like the stat, you know, and I guess he's got to say all that.
Yeah.
But I wonder deep down inside with the way that they lacked hitting during the year, even though this guy was your hitting coach for a World Series team and you're outstanding, maybe he saw the writing on the wall that he needed to kind of, hey, Tim, if you can get a gig.
Works out.
We'll let you go, but take your time, get a gig, and then we'll figure this out.
Sounds like now would be a good time to head back home to the state of
exactly,
Georgia.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
No, and you know, that's normally how organizations go with people they revere and respect, you know? And it's not a position that needs a lot of fanfare or demanding of jobs, so we just kind of exit quietly in the night.
All right, the rest of the top 10 postseason studs over the last 10 years. Randy Arozarena in 2020 with the Rays. They went to the World Series, lost to the Dodgers because they lost to Corey Seager, who's number five.
Well, that was the COVID World Series,
right?
At our ballpark.
2020, Corey Seager with the Dodgers. NLCS MVP, World Series MVP, World Series champ. It was incredible. 8 homers, 20 ribbies. Unbelievable. Number four, Corey Seager in 2023 with the Rangers.
Yeah.
Legend.
Now, let's see if you think the top three are ahead of him. Now, that run last year for the Rangers, of course, World Series MVP, World Series champ, also had 6 homers, 12 RBIs, .303 average, which was better than what he did with the Dodgers. And I would argue the timely hitting for him is what sets him apart.
Yeah.
What he did, and I get it, like Brian and I, and I love you to death, and I'm never going to hold it against you, don't worry.
Yeah.
But game one of that World Series,
it was amazing.
Is his moment,
yeah.
Right? It's you're down two, you hit the home run, you tie it to send it to extra innings. It's maybe the greatest moment of Rangers postseason history.
Yep,
he's got the flex with the bat, like the timely homers that he had. Game 7 of the ALCS, top of the first, Corey Seager comes up, boom, gone, sets the tone, puts you up early, like. What he did for the Rangers, but the timing, and like that matters to me.
Mm-hmm.
You can have 5 homers in the postseason. That's great. Do you have 5 solo homers? Do you have 3 solo homers and 2 are with men on base? Like, well, what is
did
the
they
timing?
Happen in blowouts?
Like, do these matter, right? It's like Dak Prescott statistics.
Yeah.
People are going to say Dak's not good because his stats are hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Gets him in the fourth quarter. What Corey Seager did in 2023, big clutch moments.
It's overwhelming. You know, we're all familiar this year with the energy Jack Leiter had in his rookie debut and a few starts after that till he finally settled down. Well, that's what those big moments do to most people. In that Redeem Team documentary about the 2008 Olympic team,
mm-hmm.
You know, the other players were saying, like, wow, this game is so big, Kobe's even in a different energy right now. And, you know, Kobe knew that if it was bothering him just a little bit, that it must be totally overwhelming for
right.
the other superstars that he was sharing the court with. So I think, you know, it's a long way of saying some players in that moment, most players in that moment get worse. Some can manage to be about the same. Corey Seager is in a very unique group of people, the third group of people that are somehow better when the team needs him the most and it's the biggest moment.
Well said. And the fact that he's 4-5 on this list, I think speaks for itself.
Yeah.
2 World Series runs, you were the most clutch player
for
both of those World Series champions. He should be number one on this list.
He's worth every penny you pay in.
100%. If they want to pair it, and I don't care about him being hurt, and at shortstop,
is he an elite defender?
I don't care.
Yeah.
He is unbelievable. He is arguably the best. And Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani are going up in this World Series. I'd be hard-pressed to take either of those two in the World Series game on the line ahead of Corey Seager.
Yeah.
Because he's been there. He's done that.
Yeah.
He's proved it with 2 different organizations.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. Number 3 is Adolis Garcia last year.
Cool.
Wow.
More than Seager, huh?
Over Seager. Now, Dolly in the ALCS was unworldly. I mean, ALCS MVP, 8 home runs, 22 RBIs. He was arguably the Rangers' best player throughout the World Series run.
Yeah.
You could say Seager, MVP, clutch hitting. Top to bottom, Dolly was coming through for you. And that's why this year was that one Dolly. Like, I can't believe that.
You don't beat Houston without him. I mean, they were so mad at him.
Did he have a 4 strikeout game and hit the 5th at bat? Was the home run?
He did.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's staying with it, man. That's staying with it.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
No, let me just give you 1 and 2 real quick. Steven Strasburg, 2019. And then Madison Bumgarner for Boch, 2014, was outstanding as a starting pitcher for him.
We got to get to the bats that the Rangers can use. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, a lot of good bats out there.
Should I have just done that?
Offense. No, this was great. This is a good baseball conversation.
Way to read the room, Dolph.
Did I handle that?
That was some of the best broadcasting you've done over the last 2
hours.
Did
I handle the segment poorly?
Honestly.
I thought you had good pacing in it myself.
Honestly, I didn't even get to the audio, and I apologize, Lucius.
With how far above the legal limit you are right now,
that was
like a Barry Bonds into the Bay type of dong ball you just
hit. You guys aren't making me feel any better. Was that terrible?
No.
I'm being... being serious.
I feel like you're busting my freaking balls.
I am, while also giving you a compliment. That's best way that we do it.
Would you like a ride home after this?
If it was ass, my dude, tell me.
It was not.
No, it was not.
No, it was good. Good segment. Really,
the pacing of it was excellent.
Sports Hodgepodge coming up next, Chief. I got some college football stuff for you. Also have a home run concession item. And the Mavs starting five tonight. Looks like some people are getting upset about it. That's next here in the Nation.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We are live at Richardson Bar and Grill, Campbell Road. I check for the flags. How many we got? We got two? We got three flags left? If you are in the area, you want a G-Bag Nation Whataburger flag, you better get here quick. We've given out about three times more than any other remote or appearances. So salute to the people of Richardson for, I think, doing it the best. I think they've won Flagtober here, at least so far from what I've seen. Segment's brought to you by Soda. It's brought to you by Franklin Frankel. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. And let's do a sports hodgepodge, Chief. What do you say?
Let's do it. We are counting down to tip off. Mavericks season getting set to be underway at the AAC versus Wemby and company. We have the starting five. People have some issues with it. But first, we have to acknowledge the smoke show Tolo birthday that is in the building right now at Richardson Bar and Grill. Miss Angie. Angie, it is your birthday.
Angie.
Oh, my gosh. The balloons, the confetti, the cake. I can't believe that guy smashed the cake in her face, but that's what you do.
Dude, super juggy cake.
Yeah, incredible jugs on that cake. Absolutely delightful. Blowing out the candles, and we are very glad that we got to see all that take place.
My gosh, that was one of the best things I've seen all week.
Yep. Fantastic. Happy birthday, Angie. All right. Maybe it felt like a birthday gift to Daniel Gafford when he got the starting five nod tonight. No Derek Lively. It is Gafford starting at the center position for your Dallas Mavericks. He's surrounded by P.J. Washington, Klay Thompson, Luka, and Kyrie. Gentlemen, are we frustrated? No Derek Lively in the starting lineup. Does that bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me. I do think Derek Lively is going to be better than Daniel Gafford.
What's time? What usually is the first time that horn blows? Like, is there a TV timeout that happens in the
it's
first?
Like within like 6 minutes to go in the quarter or something like that?
I was kind of hoping it was in the first 2 or 3 minutes of the game that they.
You know what matters is the last 5 minutes of the game if it's hanging in the balance.
That's where, I mean.
Lively's going to be in over
there. Please be in there. Please be in there.
And Gafford, I think, is awesome. I love Daniel Gafford.
Gafford, yeah, but I love
Lively. Really do believe Derek Lively. Like, he's my favorite Maverick.
I'm getting a two jersey.
I'm with you, dude. Yeah, like, Derek Lively's my favorite Mav. I think he's going to be competing with Wemby as the best big in the NBA over the next decade.
Yeah.
Like, that's how good I think
Derek
Lively can be.
I like what you're saying there.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to think that Derek Lively still ends up, when you look at the box score after the game, having more minutes played tonight than Gafford, and perhaps is in that closing five there late in the game if the game's still hanging in the balance to some extent. But I don't know that this is necessarily a sign of things to come as the season goes. We know how Jason Kidd likes to play with things like this as it pertains to the lineup. So no way does this bother me at all. It really just shows you sort of the embarrassment of riches that you have at this point.
He's more of a dog in the middle. He's going to be a more physical presence against Wemby than Lively would. Lively, I think, is more skilled, better basketball IQ. But I think right now it's flavors of ice cream, and Gafford does some things better. And I really believe this coaching staff has the answers. I trust them.
Wow, I'm glad you mentioned the flavors, because we have some World Series flavors going down at Dodger Stadium. Did you guys see this?
No.
Deep-fried peanut butter and Nutella Sando. Texas toast is the bread.
Ooh.
Peanut butter, Nutella, bananas, strawberries, dipped in funnel cake batter, and deep fried.
Oh, my goodness.
For $14.99.
You know, it's been a topic today, that's the amazing. Uncrustables. They have some sort of a chocolatey, peanut buttery type of flavor as well.
Yeah.
This sounds like a gourmet edition.
Yeah.
We're in such a... I mean...
It looks like a French toast. Like
wow.
Kind of like a funnel cake French toast
wow.
sandwich.
Got the powdered sugar sprinkled
yes.
on it.
Yes,
dude, so 15 years ago, when you would mention like stadium food, I'm good. You know, I'm eating before I go.
Yeah.
This is the golden era. You know, I feel like we're getting better items in a stadium than we could outside of it.
It's like concession wars. It's like, okay, I see what you did. Now watch what I do now to level up. Like, you think you just did something. Watch how I combat that.
What we need to do is go to games in groups like a four, and each person is responsible for a different item. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm going to get the boomstick. You get the funnel cake thing. Dawson, you get the taco thing, you know?
Yeah.
And that way everybody can
make
kinda,
a dang buffet. It's a potluck.
Just potluck.
I love that idea. Yeah. I also think you boys are screwed. It's official. Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, both active tonight against the Vikings for the Rams. Let's go, Rams!
That's right. We have a triple survivor on the line tonight, as Dawson and Broadus have ridden with the road Vikings, the one-loss Vikings in Los Angeles, and the bully had the cojones to step up and put his name next to the Rams.
The king of Thursday night football, right here.
Yeah,
right here.
Looking to go 3 weeks in a row.
The three-peat.
He's heating up. Will he be on fire by night's end? We will find out. But what does that do? That guarantees a minimum of one payoff next week in the G-Bag Nation.
Sure does. That's
it great. Does, and what's even better is tomorrow you will be the only one picking a game.
Yeah, that's true. I'm the only one stressing out on a football Sunday.
Yeah, football Sunday for sure.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
I'm serious. This would be the greatest call ever, I think, if Wolchuk hits this. I don't think anybody's ever hit a survivor as a 2.5-point dog.
I would say alcohol had a play in this if that was the case.
Oftentimes, that's how the great ones do it. 100%
I would blame alcohol if this one goes wrong.
Yeah.
That maybe alcohol was involved.
Well, I've got an easy way out, Brian, but if it pays off, gosh, I look like a genius.
You are. You are a genius. You're a football genius.
Thank you.
CeeDee Lamb is hoping to be a football genius. His quote, "We love our bye weeks. We took advantage of it. We got right. We used every opportunity to get better and feel like it's going to show.
I went to the backyard.
We got on some routes, and obviously the timing is everything. We needed that."
Yeah.
So hopefully, I mean, my goodness, how many years in a row can you just change everything at the bye week? I guess we'll find out.
If this fixes it again, you need no more evidence that Mike McCarthy is not the man for the job.
Yes.
You know, I would have done it after last year. Like, wow, asking the defenses or Dak and CeeDee at the bye, however that story goes, fixed your offense, you couldn't come up with this stuff. But, hey, you know, you don't want to pay a coach that's not actually working for you, right, Jerry?
CeeDee Lamb, if tours at the star are a distraction, quote, sometimes that's all I'm going to say. It's a little cryptic there. Sure, it's annoying. You know, it's annoying.
I love it. I love it. I just can't wait till they start winning again and we can enjoy the diva.
Yeah, you know? Me too.
Losing creates toxicity. But, yeah, you know, I do kind of appreciate the fact that CeeDee does not feel a need to sugarcoat anything, you know, and whether that's to the media, like, 99% of the players are going to be like, oh, no, it's fine. You know, it's just different. You know, this is great. CD's like, hey, let me be real with you. I think we need a little bit more of that.
Yeah, I don't disagree at all. All right, impromptu, before we get to some college football, guess that spread, NFL Week 8 edition. The biggest dog of the week is the Titans. They go to Detroit. How big of a favorite are the Lions, Brian Broadus?
Lions are an 8.5-point favorite.
Wolchuk, guess
thinking,
that spread.
I was thinking 9.
Dawson,
he nailed it.
Double digits, 11.5-point home favorites are the Lions over the Titans. And honestly, I mean, when you really think about it,
yes. Yeah.
They've scored 18 touchdowns and had 16 incompletions over the last three games. That is ridiculous. They are playing elite football of the highest order.
Running game Moses not getting it done there in Tennessee.
No. I mean, it's tough when your quarterbacks are Rudolph and Levis.
Well, I think Pollard's starting to come on a little
He's
bit.
He's hitting for a decent yards per attempt.
Yeah, he is.
I mean,
yep.
they would probably have two more wins if their quarterback just didn't have ridiculous turnovers.
Okay, the guy's a bad player. I admit it. He's bad.
Have you seen the thread of Graham Barton today that's going viral?
I think we liked him a little bit.
We liked him? Yeah, we did.
I was pouring syrups all. That was the Duke guard?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was – I called in December – first week of watching college tape, I said, this is your Dallas Cowboy pick. And unfortunately, they ended up with Guyton and Beebe, so it's a win. Yeah, but I would have loved for them to have stayed and picked.
You're more happy about the Beebe pick, aren't you?
I had to have been. I don't know if you remember round
one. Oh, no, I remember.
Tough that yeah. Martin stuff was. But, yes, I mean, the fact that they circled back, got a tackle that I do think is going to be good.
Right.
Whether it's on the left or the right side, I think Guyton's going
you
to end up
You thought Barton
a good
was
going
to be better.
What's the Graham Barton thread, though?
Barton was one of my best players. As a center, he's definitely better than Beebe.
Is there news on him?
There's just threads going around, like how much of a badass he's been. And he gets to the second level and blocks. And it's like, yeah, I know.
Should have taken him.
I know. But either way, just, you know, flexing on my...
Should have taken him and Beebe.
They should have, right? First round. You circle back third round. Think about that.
Yep.
Think about that right now. Then you could kick Tyler Smith out the left tackle, and you'd have Cooper Beebe at guard and Graham Barton at center. Holy hell. How juicy would this offensive line be then, Brian Broaddus?
I think they were a little overconfident there when they picked this tackle.
I'll tell you what.
They got him at a good spot. They got him right around where I had him.
We give him that plug and play, you know?
Yeah.
We got spoiled, boys.
There were knocks on Guyton. There's
spoiled.
A reason he slid there.
We gave him the benefit of the doubt. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. He'll take over as a steal.
Will the Eagles be fine in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals? Bengals are home favorites, but by how much?
Two.
By two, okay. Broaddus, guess that spread says 2-point favorites for the Bengals at home versus the Eagles. Woolly?
Ooh, two's probably right on. I'm going to go with 1.5,
ooh,
just to be different.
Ooh.
2.5. Yep, 2.5, ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. Gavin Dawson, nice work.
Bengals I like, but I've taken Cincy already.
Johnny Vegas.
Ooh, Johnny Vegas. Okay, and then we'll close it down with Sunday night. You have Bears at Washington, but remember, you have the Jaden Daniels.
Marcus Mariota likely playing quarterback this one.
And
Washington minus two.
Week. You still got Washington as the favorite? All right, at home. They are at home. Dawson, what say you? Guess that spread, Bears at Commanders.
Commanders minus four.
Broaddus?
Commanders minus five.
Commanders, 2.5-point home dogs.
What?
The Commanders are
dogs
to the Bears. Wow. The Bears are, I guess, you know, getting some respect
a little bit.
And
they're coming off a bye, too.
It's the Jaden Daniels effect, and they don't think Mariota can go 2 weeks in a row looking competent.
I thought, like, home.
Bear down, Bears.
Being at home, like, you automatically
saying right
get
now,
the minus
Chicago
three.
Minus three.
Is Daniels out? Did I miss something? Yeah. Well,
it's not official.
It's not official.
But he's probably not going to. It's unlikely he plays.
Schefter's saying that it looks like that Mariota's going to play.
Yeah, I don't think Daniels is playing this week. He's going to miss at least a game.
And that's the difference in the spread right there. It seems like, I mean, he holds a ton of value right now. So I get it. That makes sense. All right, a little college football for you. What do you guys think here? You have Alabama coach Kalen DeBoer. Trying to get out of the slump, right? Trying to bust that slump.
Going to wear a shirt with a collar on it on the sidelines?
I think so. I think he's tucking it in and everything.
Mm. I want to hear from that Bama fan, 877-881-1053. Okay. Called in and gave Lucius an earful one day when I told him replacing a legend is really, really impossible. Actually, I've never seen it. Other than Ohio State. Somehow they replaced legends, and they're like, hey, we're going to keep on winning. Must be playing their players better. But, yeah, you know, and it's just you know, the reality of how great Nick Saban is, you know. And I don't know if we even fully appreciated at the top, you know, how amazing that he was in all the aspects until the NIL stuff changed the system up a little bit. But even then, you know, he was able to hold it down. Now they're just another good SEC program until they find their next legend to take over.
Well, they're throwing up the Takes No Talent sign on the all-around practice, and you have to smack that sign when you make a mistake in practice on a player. You get a flag, you run, you touch the sign. You got to get back into that, own up to it, accept it, flush it, and go 1-0 on the next play. That's the quote there from one of the assistant coaches. That's what they're doing. They got tapes.
So you touch the sign and it flushes it?
Yeah, it's the TNT sign. You got to go smack the sign to make up for the mistake you
smack
made on the
that.
Field.
Get on the field.
So maybe
damn, Kyrie's already missed a three.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn Kyrie now, huh?
Look,
how quickly they change.
We're underway at the AAC, and the Mavericks start with a 3-0 deficit.
Well, and the Bruins are up 1-0 on our Stars.
Jeez, all right.
Things are, what are we doing?
When it rains, it pours, man. I'll tell you what.
Hell are the Stars on it?
You also have Kalen DeBoer shying away now from the call-in questions during his radio show, his weekly show. He is now canceling the opportunity for fans to call in and grill him.
Yeah.
So doing the cowardly thing that we've come to know and love really in all of sport when you get down and out.
Damn it, San Antonio's going to win the West.
People are, as they're up 6-2 right now on our Mavericks.
This is unreal.
USC has.
Where's Bassett? Get him on the phone.
USC football, Lincoln Riley's not allowing media. Move the practice schedule around this week. No media viewing periods.
Oh, wow.
There will still be the post-practice interview, so you're getting those, but people are alleging that there might be a quarterback switch in the making, and Lincoln Riley's trying to keep it close to the vest here, even though cat's out of the bag if that's the case, because the speculation is running rampant right now. But this is the kind of thing you have to do when you are just trying to stay afloat, trying to stay alive. In the wild, wild west of the
hey,
Big
man,
Ten.
It's all right, Lincoln. There's going to be a job for you at the University of North Texas as soon as Eric Morris takes his next job. We'll welcome you in Denton, buddy.
Yeah, you could be our OC anytime, man. Not sure about HC, but you can be our OC. And then here is a Vanderbilt frat sign hanging out of a house as they get set for their matchup versus the Longhorns. Diego Pavia, by the way, the quarterback of Vanderbilt, will be on with Sean and RJ tomorrow. That's going to be fun.
Nice kid.
And lead up to Texas versus Vandy. And it looks like you have a fraternity house with the sign hanging on their frat house, and there is an upside down Longhorn. Okay, so there's a horns down offense being taken, and it says Texas throws beers, Ewers throws picks, Pavia throws dimes.
I love it.
I think that's a limerick, if I'm not mistaken.
That's good rivalry. I love it. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Sports Hodge Podge here for you in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, Spurs lead the Mavs 6-2 first quarter. We're live at Richardson Bar and Grill. Great place to come watch the game. Some good seats still remain here as we head into the evening. Thanks to our friend from Tiff Streets. She delivered two boxes. She used to bring them up to the station back in the day. Remember that? Well, she just came in and said hi, and I wanted
Very
to salute
nice.
Her.
Thank
she
you.
Wanted to pick up a G-Bag Nation flag.
One angel.
We got
Thank
Tolos
you.
Everywhere. It's been an enchanted afternoon here in Richardson, connecting with some legends who have, you know, been listening to this station for over a decade. Saw some Ron Worshipper T-shirts from the 2010 World Series in the house today, so it's really been a lot of fun, and we'll wrap it up, see what the Fan After Dark has cooking for you next year on the Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. We're down to one flag here. Perfect. One segment, one flag. We're going to hand it off to the Fan After Dark as we're live at Richardson Bar and Grill on Campbell Road. It has been an epic, epic show with seeing all the Tolos come out here and say hi, signing flags at the break, and we've given away so many and heard so many great stories from Tolos. We're watching Mavs Spurs. It's mid-first quarter. If you are, you know, looking for a place to go watch the game, Richardson Bar and Grill here is a great option. Okay, we'll be live tomorrow along with the KMC Masterpiece at Buffalo Wild Wings in Grand Prairie off 20. And we hope you can make it by and pick up your flag there, fellowship with us, while there's still time here left in Flagtober. I think one remote next week at Whataburger, and that will be the conclusion. Joining us now, the Fan After Dark, coming up 7 to 11 here on the Fan. Gentlemen, good evening. How we doing?
What's going on, fellas? 5 hours of, you know, flawless radio by you guys. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it's what we do. We make a habit of it. What do you guys have coming up tonight?
Look, we're celebrating a little Mavs basketball. The start to 82-0 begins tonight, so we're excited about that. Obviously, we'll keep folks posted on what's going on in the game. Maybe they're watching the game, volume turned down, listen to the show. Obviously, Blake's going to wax poetic. We got Kurt Heelan from Pro Basketball Talk talking all things NBA. He was actually at the Intuit Dome last night, so we'll get his thoughts on you know, the wall and everything that went down with the new arena that's got, you know, the internet going nuts.
Yeah, man, somebody better tell the Mavs defense they're going 82-0. They're on pace to give about 35 points here in the first quarter. So they got to lock it down. But it's early, you know, and I look forward to it. You guys going to do a little post-game when this thing goes final?
Yeah, we're going to try to do a little post-game, give our analysis the best we can, and then we're going to lean on the Tolos, do a little Tolos on the telephone, let them call in, let us know what they saw in the game, what they want to see better, or what they enjoyed from the game. So that'll be after the Mavs game concludes, and we'll do a little post-game, a little special here tonight on the Fan After Dark.
Mike McCarthy today at his presser was asked if this team can still accomplish its goals. He talked about the youth and experience on this team. That was his answer. How would you guys answer that right now?
I love Mike being confident in his team, and we know that their kind of thing is we like our guys within. But I think at some point you've got to figure out another way to pull this team together. I don't know if pep talks to the media is going to do it. It's going to have to be one of the players, one of the veterans on that personnel team to kind of figure out a new way of playing football right now, because right now the effort and attitude hasn't been where it needs to be from the Cowboys.
Yeah, do you think he's making excuses here, guys?
Look, it's dead man walking. He knows it. We know it. Jerry knows it. And if you just, you know, I've gone through this kind of like looking at his previous stops and where he's been and, you know, the numbers and what have you. Nothing about his past suggests this offense is going to get any better. And I've been clinging to that, thinking, all right, like I said, the defense, can you just make some stops here and there? You know, bend, don't break. And then can you outscore people? Like, that's got to be the recipe if this team's going to go on any kind of run. And there's nothing in Mike McCarthy's background that suggests he's going to do anything like that. Now, that being said, he is 3-1 after the bye with the Cowboys. So, again, as I keep saying over and over, and I feel like a broken record saying this, and maybe I'm just, you know, they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. But, hey, who knows? Maybe they outscore the Cowboys, or excuse me, they outscore the 49ers on Sunday. But then again, maybe they don't.
Does he coach with the wedding ring on, though?
It's a great question, and that may have a lot to do with why this team is so mid.
Great stuff. It was a pure gold last night. Gentlemen, we look forward to more of the same. The Fan After Dark, 7 to 11 here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Have a good night, gentlemen.
And save we'll a flag talk
to you
for tomorrow. Me.
Same to you, fellas. Safe getting home.
See you, buddy. We'll be live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Grand Prairie tomorrow. The Mavs are making a late first quarter run here, playing a little bit better defense, getting some stops. It is down to two. Two-point lead there for San Antonio. You can watch it on TNT. Thanks so much to Richardson Bar and Grill for having us out here and all the Tolos that made this special. Thanks to Lucius Alexander back home in the Pimp Cup at Master Control there, 75 and Fitzhugh. Had a lot of people asking for you today, brother. You are missed whenever we are on remote, but today, maybe more than ever. Okay, thanks to Carter Freeman, coordinate your video. You can watch us every day at 105thethefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Of course, Woolchuck and Chia follow. The social chairs here of the G-Bag Nation did it well. And, of course, for Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.